Today is Tuesday, October 4th, 2022, and this is the special meeting of the Elizabeth School District Board of Directors. And I would call this meeting to order at 6 o'clock. And roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Here.
Director Booth?
Here.
Director Frumkeller?
Here.
Director Kircher?
Here.
Director Olson?
Here.
All right. Could you all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Can I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Aye.
Director Booth?
Aye.
Director Frumkeller?
Yes.
Director Kircher?
Aye.
Director Olson?
Aye.
All right. Now we're going to move into our discussion. As a board, I just want to kind of read a couple of things that you have in front of you a little bit. But as a board, we strive to be a unified team guiding the superintendent to make positive decisions in the best interest of students and staff. Mm-hmm. As we move into the middle of our contract with the interim superintendent, with only 4 board meetings left before the contract is up on December 31st, we have some important options to consider this evening. Since we have a variety of options available for discussion, to help stay focused, I've outlined the options and I've given you guys a copy of those. And so you can see those. Option one is we vote on one of the 3 search firms. I would recommend as part of the discussion that we include our current interim superintendent be a finalist in the interview process regardless of which direction we head which firm we have to. And option two, the board would vote to run their own superintendent search following all statutory requirements with guidance from legal. This option would save the district significant money. Going back to staff and students, with this option, we would likely need to extend the interim superintendent contract to ensure we do not rush the search. I would recommend the current interim superintendent be the finalist in that situation as well. And then option 3, option 3, since the district has qualified candidate currently in the interim position, the board could opt to save the district money, go into negotiations with the interim superintendent for the superintendent position. So with that, who would like to begin the discussion?
I'll just make my opinion quick and easy. I'm for option number 1.
Okay. All right.
I am for option number 1 as well.
Okay.
Even though option number 2 is very nice to save money, I don't know that we're really super qualified ourselves to run a search very well. I'm for option number 1.
Okay. Right, Kim?
So, I know I wasn't here, and I apologize for that, and I listened to all of the recordings today and did a whole bunch of notes on every one of them. And I naturally, when you have somebody interviewing in front of you, you're reading their body language. I did not get that, obviously, but I picked up other things on the videos that maybe, or on the audio that maybe you guys saw differently on from the 3 firms. I would like to throw a little monkey wrench into this. Is I have my opinion on the 3 firms, but before I go there, I was wondering if it would be a possibility, before we move forward, is to do a survey. And maybe, Ken, I'm glad you're here. Maybe you could guide us accordingly if this is possible. But we work with Bill, or Bill works for us, right? But how is he doing for the district in a whole, from the faculty, and to see let's just hypothetically say a survey goes out to administration, the principals, whoever, and they come back and they say he is doing an amazing job. What we have seen is growth, what we have seen is this, what we have seen is that. Then why would we want to go any further in the search for a superintendent if we're getting such an amazing response? we don't know what that response would be unless we were to ask anybody as to what they feel. Now, they may come back and say, you know what, we don't feel like Bill is what our district needs. That would put us at ease in saying, hey, we're going in the right direction. It's not saying that we can't move forward to do option one, two, or three. Not at all. But we're covering our bases first on just doing, I mean, the survey could be done. I mean, Ken, I don't know, could it be done within a two-week period, something fast?
Yeah.
That just pushes us back two more weeks.
But Kristen and I have done a number of surveys, and we could put something together.
Is that something that we could do under the two-week marker, or would it, I mean, I...
All I would need to do is get some feedback on what you would want to ask, and then we could make it happen. And we could do it under 2 weeks.
We could do it on 2 weeks.
So.
I could have it ready to go out and for you guys to look at it at the meeting on Monday.
I personally think had we not taken so long to get to this point, we might have had enough time, but I don't feel there's enough time. We've taken 4 months to get to this point. It's like we're dragging our feet across the finish line.
So everybody that kind of commented on the timeline, you had one guy, 45 to 6 months. Another guy, and I don't remember which one it was, but 2 to 3 months for everything. That was just for, again, I thought it was for getting the stakeholders involved. And the other one said you want this to go over the holiday Christmas season, so that they can talk at home with the families, which I do think would be smart, because then. If it was local, a little different story, maybe. But if it was out of state and not local, maybe that, I mean, I could see the Christmas over the Christmas breaking. But I don't think a two-week turnaround would push us off kilter in any form of way.
No, and I think most of them all did talk about January, February, March, before we even had somebody, if we selected somebody, before they would be able to start. And it could even be later than that.
Right. And we're just guessing.
The one company, too, said, and again, I don't know which one it was, but the one company said that you may not even get the superintendent. You may say that he's hired on, but he may not even come on until the end of the year. Like, not January.
Right.
I mean, I'm saying, like, you may say...
May.
Right.
June.
Yeah, June or something like that, because they would not want to leave their current position.
But that's not true of everybody. I mean, we have a CFO... He's leaving December. I mean, you don't know situations.
But superintendents are usually already committed to a school, from what I understand.
And they're not going to. And
right.
They were talking about that they're not as likely to leave.
Superintendents,
leave
but maybe not principals. Principals might not be committed.
Well, they all have a contract.
Yeah.
That goes through the end of their year, and
right.
It's usually in July, typically. Now, the one thing I could see about getting the survey and probably could help, wouldn't hurt Bill, is that becomes a piece of his resume.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how you put that he would be a finalist, and I totally agree with that. Well, he's got that gives him a leg up if we do that, and it kind of still fits into that option.
Yeah,
that's not a bad point.
I agree with getting the parents in a survey as well, though, because I think our constituents need to have a voice in this as well. So I don't think it would hurt to have a survey to the parents.
And
yeah,
are
well,
you
and,
wait?
And
I
so,
just have a clarification question that maybe can, because I don't understand. That you would recommend the current interim superintendent would be a finalist no matter what. So. He's not going through the regular interview process?
No, he would go through the regular interview process, but all the way through to the end.
So the question I have a follow-up on that is qualifications then.
Mm-hmm.
So we can reduce the qualifications to where he meets the qualifications. Because if we're going to hold, I mean, it could come back on us. If we have qualifications that we're holding
uh-huh.
all of the other candidates to,
but not
lower the bar for an
well, we haven't
candidate.
Said that yet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And so I would say that we should take that into consideration when we set those qualifications. And if we're going to go with another firm, I think that I'm not sure where he wouldn't meet the qualifications unless you're saying prior superintendent experience.
Yeah.
And if you're saying principal, a principal would apply for the position. They don't. Have prior superintendent experience? So we need to be careful of where we set that bar, and I don't want to set it too high, because that doesn't necessarily mean that
any
of the candidates are not, you know, qualified.
I don't want to limit our search. So I agree. If we set it too high, then we are really making our pool very small, and we want to grab the biggest pool we can. And so I just
I think we you know, so far, and this is my opinion, so you know as we're having this discussion, I think Bill's done a very good job so far with what he has to work with, and what we've given him, the opportunities that we've given him, the way he's handled specific situations. However, that said, we need to go through the interview process the same as we will with any other candidate. I don't want a candidate pool of 40. I don't think we need a candidate pool of 40. I think whatever firm we decide to go with, if we decide to do that, then we need, I don't know, 5, 7, 10 or whatever, but I think we can logically whittle
you
that
mean
down.
At the end?
Yeah, at the end.
Finalists.
Finalists.
Yeah. 5, 10, is that
and
what you're saying?
And that's okay. Where we brought in parents, community members, teachers,
yep.
Even students, was at that point. And so, you know, one room, and I don't want to go at length, but one room at one point was just teachers.
Mm-hmm.
One room at another point was just community people. And if I'm not mistaken, the board got input from
those
folks.
Groups.
So
yeah.
That's the way we handled the last one.
Yeah, and we would definitely need to do that. But I like your idea, Kim, about let's take the pulse. I like yours, too, you know, about taking the pulse of the constituents, of our constituents, because it's everybody. It's not just the parents, but it's my neighbor across the street that doesn't have, you know, kids well, they have grandkids, I guess.
But okay, and I'm gonna contradict myself on the same thing, though. I mean, I personally like the idea of doing the survey, because what if 90% of faculty, people that work directly under Bill, say he's doing an amazing job? I wouldn't change anything. I mean, what if we get that? Are we gonna be then at that time say, okay, are we prepared at that time to let's just offer him the position and then be done? I mean, if 90% of the faculty is saying they love him, I mean, I think if we're gonna go this route, we also have to have kind of like,
what is our plan, our next step?
Right. What?
Okay. I don't see that that we would just automatically offer it to him. I think what we have to do is set our expectations of the superintendent, right?
As I think we could get in trouble. Isn't that part of the issue with Douglas County's board?
Well, they're getting a lot of pushback from the community because it was
is that they
it was a
just went
interim.
And kind of like, we really like this lady.
Well, they did. I mean, ultimately it's up to us, but they did get the input, you know, from the community before
mm-hmm.
they made their decision.
And their staff. There's
a gnat or a fly.
So what we do is, let's say they do come back and they say, you know, 90% of them say he's awesome, he should lead our district going forward, and then we sit down and set our expectations, present those, and say, okay, Bill, we'd like to consider you as the superintendent, full-time superintendent. Here are our expectations. Give him the opportunity to talk through those, like we would do in the interview.
So then we wouldn't go forward with the...
Not go forward with a search firm.
Not go forward.
If we're going to pick that, I think just so we don't have to come back together, we go ahead and pick the firm in case we want to move forward with the firm.
I can tell you right now, I want to go with option one. I want to bring in a firm.
Option one.
I think option one, I'm just going to set it aside for just a moment and kind of just throw this off just a little bit, in that this survey, because who's going to give bill, an evaluation at the end of the year. Well, here we have some evidence that would go into just that.
That survey.
And so it wouldn't.
Yeah.
It certainly wouldn't be a waste of time.
Yeah.
And could fit in with one of our choices here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that means it's asking work of you two.
Questions, yeah. Just to make sure I'm setting my expectations. I kind of overshot by saying I could get it to you by Monday.
I was going to say you by the apple.
For chaplain students, I think, and parents are very easy. Would you agree? Yeah. We have that contact information, but when you say community, mm-hmm.
Do you have a database of parents you could send out an email to?
Parents, you're
yes.
referring to
but,
parents.
Well, I think I said
parents. Retired.
You said parents.
I think parents. I don't know that.
Constituents, yeah.
Community are going to know him. I don't know community.
That's not
know
fair
him.
To have a community member.
But
no.
Parents,
no. You would have to like
parents,
publish
a good thing.
Or yeah. somewhere like on the website, or maybe in like the Ranchland News or something like that, to give people the opportunity to see it if they wanted to participate.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know if that's what you meant, so I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's, you know, I agree with Craig. I think it's a great idea, but I really think that we still need to move forward with a search to make sure that we have a really good pool of candidates to choose from, whether it be Bill or whether it be someone else. I just think that we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to the community.
So you
want to
compare Bill to somebody, because he'll be in the finals no matter what. You want to compare Bill to somebody to say, hey, you know what? He's doing a great job, or gosh, this other guy looks like he's a better candidate at the end of the day.
I want that opportunity.
Yeah. Again, are we allowed to, without getting pushback? I just wanted,
I think that we would get some pushback.
I meant, are we allowed to say he's going to be a finalist no matter what?
Yes. Yes, we are. I double checked with that. Legally, we are perfectly fine with doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought that
was
what
Douglas County did.
Well,
all we're doing is including him in the interview process from start to finish.
No, their candidate had to go through that process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
They had to go through the same process.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then what was the push? Do you remember what the pushback was?
Then why would we do a survey?
Well, he can still use it for his. I mean, it would be good feedback for us.
And
then,
that's true.
And then he can
especially
still use it.
I like Craig's idea.
And if he's not selected, he is our assistant superintendent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so feedback
is
good.
And we've got the contract with him. But yeah, I think I do think we need to give him the opportunity. And before we start a search, I think we should do the survey and get that information. Maybe we pick a search firm that we want to go with.
So we're going to pick a search firm no matter what, though.
Why if we're
going to
go with number one anyways, why wouldn't you initiate it?
Well, then why do you do a survey? Because if we're doing it just for performance appraisal.
Well, because that will give us some insight. If they, like you said, if they all come back and they're like, wow, he's amazing, then won't that speak to his character?
Yeah, but then did we just lose X dollar amount for one of the search firms? Because
we'll still use the search firm, though. I want a pool of candidates to put out to the community as well. I still want a pool to choose from, and I want to offer them a pool.
Yeah. So what we're saying is when we're picking of these, let's say there's five finalists and Bill's one of them. We're like, oh, these four, okay, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, here's Bill, and here's something that will possibly help him get to the top of the list is a survey from teachers that have said he's excellent or whatever. It says will give us some insight for him so we know how to, I mean, it will work to his advantage if he does well.
Yeah.
Ken, is this something that you ever seen before in regards to a survey to see?
No. Doesn't mean that it can't be done. Have I seen it? No. What about the thought of
You should sit up here with us.
Absolutely.
I'll just throw this out to you.
Table.
That's comfortable, though.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Doing the survey, if you're doing the survey for him while we're doing a search, if and you're going to be looking at other candidates, and you talked about the fact that the survey could give you some information on for evaluation and so forth. Is the timing of the survey really the right timing.
Yeah. Is that going to get us in trouble?
I don't know that it'll get you in trouble. Mm-hmm. It just could be, well, why are you doing a survey on him?
Yeah.
And why don't you...
And still entertaining...
Yeah, you know, and still entertaining other people.
Right.
Because some expectations could arise as a result of the survey from people. And I'm just throwing that out for thought.
No, it's good. It's good
you
to bounce
good
this
plan.
Up. I mean, that's why I was like, if 90% of them came back as like, oh my gosh, he is amazing for our school district, then my personal opinion would be, why would we move forward?
So let's just ask, if 90% came back, would you still want to go with option one?
No.
No.
Yes.
I
that's what I'm saying.
I think that was that the original thought on your part?
Yeah, that was my original thought.
The survey was to determine, do you
if
want to entertain
correct.
Other candidates?
Correct.
Was that, am I?
Yes.
Kind of, through the school district. So, but asking the people that are working under Bill.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, we only get a little piece of him, and we only see a little bit of things here back and forth,
mm-hmm.
you know, via emails or whatever. But we're not working directly with him. I mean, you guys, everybody else in the district kind of is, and like, nobody's sat down to ask, what, how's he doing for you? I mean, and I know it's hard
kind
to compare.
Kind of like an internal climate survey.
Right. Yeah.
How's he doing? Yeah.
Right. And you may get amazing responses, and you may get too much of a wishy-washy that it's not his time right now. Maybe give him 3 years will be his perfect time, but maybe it's not. And I'm not saying either one, but we don't know because we're on a different level here. That was my whole thing, is if we did a survey and it came back, it would put my mind at ease that, hey, listen, I think they're going with option number one is the right choice. Or it would put my mind at ease saying, I don't think we should. I think we got a great candidate and he's doing an amazing job. And look at all of these reviews from everybody else that work underneath him.
You know, the expectations of the people that take the survey, I think you just think we need to think about that because... A lot of people won't vote Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Will not have dealt with Bill yet. And
just
people are going to have certain expectations. The people that will respond to the survey most likely will be people that have dealt with him, which is not the hugest group.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a huge group. And
but maybe that would be part of the survey is how much have you dealt with him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're saying, not really... No, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Or is it fair, I guess?
Or, yeah.
Once you brought that up, I'm like, would that be deemed as unfair, giving him an advantage over other candidates?
Or disadvantage if they don't know him and then saying something that might be, well, he hasn't stopped in to talk to me, or he hasn't, you know.
Right, that's true, too.
Right.
I think a survey is a great idea. I'm just talking about wondering about the timing of it. I think... For sure, if you do an evaluation on him at some point, I think a survey is a great idea. I'm not saying it's a bad idea for this process. I just wanted to throw out a few thoughts. It's always best if you treat all the candidates the same way.
Yeah, no, I get that. But that's where it was like, for my
But all the candidates
vision.
May not be internal. Right.
Yeah.
You know, we may only have one. I don't know if we're going to have additional candidates.
You don't know. There could be.
You never know.
We don't.
You never know.
Yeah.
Kristen might run. She knows everything already.
And that's why she wouldn't run.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with you five.
She's like, that's a hard
I like to sit in the corner.
That's a hard no.
None of your ideas are bad ideas, and I didn't want to muddle them.
No, this is good.
Okay,
we need your feedback.
No, it's been here
a while.
Yeah. I've done a lot of recruitments for city managers, which is very similar to what you're doing.
Yeah, it is.
Worked with city councils, hired search firms, and so forth. So I've done a lot of that for what it's worth.
Okay.
Did you have an internal candidate one time, maybe an interim? And you guys were just amazed by them, and you elevated that person?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, it's happened.
See, I think it's happened more recently. Like, where I work, it was always the position had to be posted to the public. You had to meet all the quals. You apply for it, and if someone came in that was a better candidate, you'd even get the job.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even though you might be giving up your own.
No question
to apply for it.
You know?
Yeah.
Sure. I think a lot of it, too, and in the corporate world, you know, 45 years of working in management, recruiting, and all that kind of stuff in the corporate world, it's a lot of it has to do with fit. You can have the most qualified person. We were talking today on the radio on my drive over here about Lauren Boebert and the fact that she doesn't have a college education. That's what the left is kind of holding against her. On the other hand, she is one of the most articulate and in my opinion, very smart.
Look at Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So, what I'm saying here is, you've got to be careful. It's got to be fit, and that's where our expectations and our interviews have to be spot on to really see. Okay, forget all the the academic piece is really important. How they, what is their experience and background, but. You know, are they a good fit? Are they a good leader? And leadership skills are a lot different than management skills. It's management is a process that you have to, you have to manage a budget. You have to manage, all these things. But to be a good leader and engage your team, that's hard work. And I think that's where we really need to make sure that we don't lose focus on.
The search firm is going to bring you highly qualified candidates that have been highly vetted. So when you see that group of people, they're all going to be experienced people that have good backgrounds, good reputations, because the search firm will check into that before you get them. And so fit is important. How do they fit with the culture of the organization, the culture of the community, and so forth.
Right.
And,
Kim, I would really like to save whatever it is, $13,000 to $20,000 or $25,000 when I was looking through them. I think the last guy, Michael, said theirs would be negotiable. I think they were at 20.
Yeah, I think he said
20% of the first year's salary, I think.
Was for the first guy.
That was the first one.
Oh, that was the first one.
That was the first guy. The second guy was not to exceed $13,500. And then the third guy was $18,000.
What was that? Like the first one? How much was the first one?
20% of their salary,
which is
we figured if it's 150, let's just throw out 150. That's a
$30,000 fee.
And I think that's steep. For any of them, I think that's way too.
Is
steep.
Is that the third one?
No, that
that's
was
the
first
one.
That was
Frederick Andrews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The second one was.
It said not to exceed $13,500.
Yeah, but
the first one did?
No,
the second one.
The second
one. That was McPherson.
No.
And then Ray and Associates was
$18,000. But was negotiable.
Yeah. Right, but...
Well, maybe Fred could be negotiable if we talked to him. Yeah, it's possible.
Well, and if they ended up being the one people choose, we could say, we can...
If it came down to price.
If
you
it came
can
down
negotiate
to
with them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, and the other negotiation tool is you had brought up that a CFO that
that's one of the things that
the
their
CFOs
area of expertise
is what they do, and maybe they give us a
CFO,
give us some sort of a package deal.
Two for the price.
BOGO?
Well,
buy one get one.
Man.
Two for one.
HR.
Except we
could bundle it.
Buy two get one free.
Before we through this whole process.
Buy two get one free.
I think it would take too long to get a CFO. We need to jump on that, I think, and get it done now.
Well, we can also put a company in place as an interim.
Yeah, but that's not always effective either, because they've got to learn the district, and it'll take them time to get involved. I think we ought to be a little bit more aggressive or assertive in a search for an individual.
So they do a search
quick.
Yeah,
I mean they can specialize in doing it quicker as well,
right?
And they might have a broader reach and
then
more contacts as far as bringing.
We can't be talking about that right now.
No, that's not on our agenda.
But this has to do with we're within the same.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're
talking about
we can come back to it.
Okay,
we can come back to it.
So, all right. So, I think what I'm hearing is that we select. I think everybody. Option one is. Okay, so within that, then we select a firm. I think we're you know, we want to do a survey, but I don't think it would be appropriate or timely to do it now, especially if we're going to engage a search firm. I don't think that would be fair, and I don't think we'd get what we were looking for from our staff, you know, and especially because he's not met with everybody and really spent time, and they had the opportunity to get to know Bill. I just don't think it's the timing is.
I don't want to contradict a board member here.
No, you can't.
I'm not,
I'm
not contradicting you at all because it's not my place.
Bring it on.
I just wanted to bring out the issues. That's
no.
all.
Oh,
potential
no. Yeah.
Issues.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. No, those are important issues, and it makes sense.
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, I didn't think of it that way. I was just thinking of it as, you know, those that are working under him. How is he doing? And I mean, again, I was looking to save this money at the end of the day. I mean, if everyone again came back and said he was amazing, I wouldn't change a thing. And then why would we
put that money towards
exactly
teachers
something
and
else or whatever?
Students.
I still think the parents would expect us to do this, to go with the search, and try and make sure that we have the absolute best candidate that aligns with them as well.
Okay.
So.
And I'm okay with that in option number one, as long as we, you know, he'll be included in the whole process.
But that also brings up, and I know I don't think we're talking about that tonight, but the job posting. Are we going to talk about that at a later time? But as far as the requirements go,
are we not?
Oh, yeah.
Because we have to be fair.
Remember when we talked in our was it the last meeting or the meeting before I left?
Yeah.
I don't remember. That we would get together, set the job description, and agree on that, vote on that, and then the search firm that we select is going to interview all of us. But we're going to come to them with our expectations as a board.
And as far as the requirements, minimum requirements, as far as experience?
Yeah, we'll agree on that.
Can we talk about tonight?
Our requirements?
No, I think if we start...
No, I think because per this, we have to...
We have a fairly current,
job description.
But I don't... We need to go over it.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying we've got a good document to start with.
Yeah.
Oh, just start with. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
we do.
And we're going to have time, like all three of them talked about. We will have time to put it together and to get the right set of questions together for them to start... putting their search together, looking at the qualifications. None of them said it was going to happen right away. And I think if I'm remembering correctly, two of them.
For your days?
Really talked about Carrie
Kircher. Well, Mike Collins. And he really addressed your question, Carrie, about the timing, and felt like we were in good shape timing wise.
Yeah, that we would have time because it wouldn't, you know, the selection or the finalist, whoever it is, whoever we select, we'd probably be able to make an offer in January, and then they'd probably be able to come on board at the end of the school year. You know, if they're superintendent, if they're a principal, because generally they make a commitment, you know, to most people at that level of position aren't going to jump ship in the middle of the school year and a little of a contract.
You never know. We could have somebody who's not on contract. We just don't know.
Matt Collins, the third one, said that he's the one that said you should go through December so families can talk. And then February, March, he said a lot of people... are around, and then he says you're in good timing right now. And it was 45 to 60 days for that application process. So he was, he said by February, March is when there's a lot more people. That's when they start, from what I took it as, that's when they start getting the itch saying that I want to move on.
Yeah, but then
position.
We'd have to wait till then to post.
Well,
we
don't have to wait till then to post.
Well, no, they start working on it. They start
working
on it. Once they get all the setup done with the board, with what we're looking for, and we've given them the path, then they'll start working on it. Yeah.
So I guess now, since we've bumped it off of each other, and I appreciate that. is, so the survey is definitely something that we're not going to be doing right now at this time.
And then we would be going for one of the three options. Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I was just, again, y'all saw reactions from people. I was listening to it. I took lots of notes today on it and just trying to get it all done. But that was just a thought process, and I appreciate your comments.
Well, it was a darn good one because I thought I like that. You know, but timing right now is just probably not
sure.
the best.
And that makes
total
sense.
And it would be a perception of in the community and with the staff. If we do or we don't, I mean,
sure.
I don't know that it would
we
be
we want to go through all the right channels to
an accurate assessment. Good or bad, you know, it's hard to say. Okay. So I think we're all, are we all kind of in agreement then that one is the option number one is the direction we want to head?
We can just agree or?
Do we need to take to vote on that?
Someone needs to motion and then you'll have to go through a vote once you have to wrap up discussion.
Okay.
But okay, what about choosing the firms? Can we open talk about the three firms, about the pluses and minuses?
We can do that
yeah,
now before
you can do that
we,
now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
once you conclude discussion, someone will say, I motion for X
to be our search firm or
yep.
Facebook or whatever.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let's start that discussion.
So, again, I didn't get to see any things. I thought Frederick Andrews, which was the first gentleman that spoke, I thought he sounded amazing. I loved the questions that y'all had on it. The second guy, Randy, I never could hear his name on the recording. I did like how he said, so whoever you guys select, these are some questions you should have for them. This is what. So I did like that part. And the third person, I felt, and I apologize if he's listening, I felt some of his answers were condescending. Like the one comment, you asked a question for timing of superintendents and seemed condescending with Andrews. He kind of made it like, well, if you would have heard what I said a minute ago. It was something in reference to that, and I was like, what? 15 seconds back. You know, on the recording to hear it again.
Yeah.
But I, and again, personality looks is so different than over
yeah.
the
it
listening
really
over
is.
A thing. So, I mean, and I apologize if I'm totally off on that. I just did not feel like he was a fit for us. So my personal opinion out of the three, I like the first gentleman, Tim Demers. Demers. From Frederick Andrews,
okay.
But and again, you guys are the ones that saw him personally and hands on. I just thought that.
But you listened to him twice.
I listened to him literally twice.
Yeah.
But again, second guy. I mean, if somebody says this one, I loved how he was trying to say whoever you select, just like help, trying to guide us along accordingly, and I like that on him. The first one, the only thing I did not like about him. Is the price, but now knowing that it's definitely negotiable, that we don't we're
well,
not stuck on that.
We're good. We would.
Oh,
well,
we
hope.
Well,
yeah.
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 Oh, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can negotiate.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to negotiate, they'll tell you.
Well, and then
we'll
it
yeah.
might be a different decision because I don't know that we want to spend that kind of
exactly.
coin.
That's a lot of money.
I would agree. I do not think I'm willing to spend $30,000. However, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I felt like consensus was that number two was a little too tied into CASB for our liking.
So you're on now with so Kim's given us hers.
Can I make?
Oh yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just to. Go back to your comment about Michael's demeanor towards us.
Yes.
I got that too. One of the things that creates a buffer is they have two people local in Loveland that would be
Centennial.
Actually Centennial.
They live
okay.
in Centennial.
Would be conducting it
Cherry
for
Creek?
Us,
oh,
okay.
representatives.
Which
yeah,
might
so.
Soften that a little bit.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I will say on them, there. You looked on that second page of all of the school districts that they had worked with was amazing. I didn't see that on the other two. Well, that's not true. I saw some of them. But
think it was.
I thought it was very amazing about the number of schools, the current schools. I went on their website and they had a map that shows all of the positions that are open that they're representing in current, or that they're currently seeking for, which.
Which firm?
This was sorry. That Ray and Associates.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And that's what you were just saying, that we would not be working with him for, say, it would be the two people from, I didn't catch that in my
mind. Centennial. Yeah. I think that's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, was that?
Mm-hmm.
I missed that.
That's what?
I think they're husband and wife.
Yeah, they are. Amy Ann Schultz and Kirby Schultz are the two. Yeah, they.
Was she the one who's a...
Cherry Creek.
Runs the charter mm-hmm. school?
Yeah, yeah. Charter, Cherry Creek.
Why was
charter
I thinking
school?
It was way up north?
Just seems kind of odd. That just seems kind of odd to me that that's their local representation. They don't have a...
Like, that's not their full-time job.
Are they contracting it out to them to be representatives, or are they representatives, like, they work for the firm? This is what they do.
Well, their title's Regional Search Associate. I don't know. Maybe that would be a good question to ask, but, with those two, but...
Well, Kim, did you have, took it away from you, did you have?
No, okay. I mean, if my, again, over personality differences, if seeing, I mean, for the Ray and Associates, I mean, again, their resume with all of their schools of what they have worked with was very impressive. So... And maybe I just caught it off of what he said about, like, well, I just said that a minute ago, but I just felt like it was condescending, and I was like, I can't deal with something like
well,
that.
Well, his presentation style was odd, I think. I mean, it was just...
The third guy?
The third guy,
oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was thinking that second guy.
It was just, he was quiet, very direct, and... almost a little arrogant in the way he was talking about Ray and Associates.
Dude, has a button though.
And maybe that's what I was hearing is the little
arrogance.
Bit of the arrogance on it, and I felt like I was taking it a certain way.
Yeah.
So
I was trying to kind of think beyond that because every one of them had really good points. Many of them were similar on the activities that they would go through and. What they need to do. I do like what Randy said in the second one about, if you don't select us, you still need to consider this, this, and this, and this in your search.
Yeah.
And I liked, three major meetings with the board on the second one, but I too see that connection, that, the CASB connection, and I
heard that comment.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's on there.
Yeah, we won't hold it against you, right? Yeah.
There.
But okay, so anyway, I'm sorry.
No. And I appreciate the clarification of as to, everything on it.
All right.
Third person.
Next.
They were all good. I think they all had their strengths and maybe their weaknesses. I felt like the second one wasn't super prepared. Like he was just going through the motions, blah, blah, blah. He did have a couple of good pieces to it, but not thrilled that he's like CASB. I didn't really get a whole lot of arrogance from the third one, but... I felt like he was really pushing national, which, that's what they're big about, and they're big about their, he kept pushing their equity and this. I just want the best person, like, girl, boy, whatever. I just want the best person. And so that was a little, he kept pushing that. But I liked him, and I how he presented. He was very straightforward to the point, but then again, we're not really working with him either.
Right, exactly.
The first one I liked mostly because they worked with Douglas County and that they dealt with some you know, if anything goes sideways or whatever, they've dealt with the last couple elections with Douglas County has been pretty crazy. So I felt like they've had to deal with some things being thrown at them. So I kind of like that, and they're a neighboring district, and I kind of, this is another reason I like them, was it didn't matter, it was what they were obviously doing exactly what the board wanted them to do. They found a be that as it may, Corey Wise was liberal, and that's what they wanted at the time. That's what they found them. Then come this last election, they wanted a conservative superintendent, and that's what they found them. So I kind of liked that they really were working off exactly what the board was wanting. It didn't matter what it was that they wanted or not. They went with what the board was wanting. So I kind of liked that.
Were they were with Palmer too, correct? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what
Lewis
he said?
The
yes.
First one,
Lewis
right.
Palmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's right, Palmer.
Yep.
So I you know, I think they were all decent. My biggest not thrilled was option two. But if I had to pick, I'd pick option one, but definitely not two.
And you're kind of on the fence on three.
I mean, I liked one and three.
Okay.
But my preference would be one,
okay.
Although I think three would work as well.
Right.
He's looking at me.
Referring to the three options on this.
Frederick Andrews. Sorry, I know. I was just looking at the papers. I was seeing them in my head sitting
gotcha.
Here, not those.
The fellow from Ray, Mike Collins. I was a little taken aback. He had done his homework. He knew our bios. I don't know if that made me. Michael Collins was the last one.
Okay, thank you.
Ray and Associates, yeah.
And
I just think.
I was taken aback by that. Kind of.
Yeah, he knew my daughter just got married.
That's even deeper than.
Yeah, he mentioned that on the recording, and I was like,
He might
so,
have
I think he had
however,
there,
yeah.
probably got that in some conversation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe he goes into some meetings to get him involved.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, he is in Omaha, and there is a national reach. However, I totally agree with Kim, and seeing the schools on those back two pages, not just they're like Eastern Slope schools, and they're the Arickarys and the Haxtons and the, you know, that aren't much different than us. And so that really gave me a calm feeling that yeah, they can be headquartered somewhere else, but especially with the two regional
search associates.
That would take very, very good care of us. The first guy, the pair, kind of interesting as I did a little research, obviously was able to find different people for different school boards for Douglas County, okay? And then I researched Lewis Palmer a little bit, and that candidate was a little bit different than what Douglas County has taken. It was kind of a local person, grew up in Colorado Springs, teaching, and rose his way up at different places throughout the Colorado Springs area to land with Lewis Palmer. I think we're feeling the growth that Monument is still feeling. You know, they it hasn't been that long that Palmer Ridge had to be built, and so I think they would probably be very much aware of what we're going through right now. A blanket statement. I thought it was funny that they were all given a warranty on like a car part, which gave me a little chuckle from time to time.
2 year and a 5 year.
Yeah. And I think you all have said what I thought about the number two presenters. The first and the third presenters were my favorites.
I'm so sorry. That's did okay. they say anything as to how many firms or how many schools that they have placed for number one? I didn't find that.
Well, and see, they didn't give us much as far as slides or anything to follow
along.
They
didn't have it. One didn't have a handout.
Yeah. Right.
Not that that's critical that they do that, but, you know, if these two did,
yeah,
you know, we had...
Was it the same handout that they gave us that they emailed us?
Well, they just sent us the email, but we physically didn't have a handout.
Right. Right. No, I meant was what 2 and 3 gave us what they emailed us.
Probably.
I don't know.
So, like, is this what you have on your Foray and Associates?
I don't think so.
I know 3 definitely was. We just took the presentation and printed it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Oh, and you guys printed it?
So that's this.
Okay.
Oh.
Or no.
Did they ask you to print it?
Well, yeah. Because he was going to print it.
So
he was going to project it.
That was our detailed proposal. Okay. This is just a summary.
Okay, so did you hear that? They printed it.
That wasn't put up on the web then. Or on our pad.
So you printed this.
No, he printed... So I always
this was just a... This is
Ray. He printed that.
Okay.
Oh.
So I think... Did he?
I think he brought it in.
He printed that.
He brought that.
He just didn't project.
Right. He wanted to.
Right.
But we said, no, it wasn't necessary because we had this.
So whose did you print? Number 2?
No, I don't think
no,
I printed
it. No, they brought
this.
I
think I just printed
number 2
copy.
Brought the bound copy.
So that's the same as what was on our website.
Yes, this
but
was
that
the same.
Is what they sent us. So he basically took what you guys saw on your packet and brought a hard copy.
And we didn't. We just had what they sent us for number 1 for Fred.
Online.
Frederick Andrews.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See, this is what I got printed. So that's why I couldn't see.
So long.
See what sends us.
That's for the sight impaired.
I don't need my eyeballs for that one.
It sets us apart.
I can read that, but it's nothing printed out from me. So that's why. Yeah. Okay, I didn't see any of that. So my bad. Sorry, Rob. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. You know, I'm kind of in the same boat. I liked 1 and I liked 3. 2 was out for me. I just didn't get anything out of him. Nice guy, but it just felt like he was going through the motions. Number 3, you know, I like the guy. Seeing him in person was a little bit different. My concern was kind of the same thing. We kind of wanted to do local, and he did seem a little bit more focused on the national. And I wonder how, even though they've got 2 representatives here, I wonder how engaged and involved they would be.
Yeah, or if they've got other jobs.
Exactly.
And that's what I was just, and I hate to cut you off, but I think it's answering the question. Frederick Andrews, they do construction and education, and they have several different categories of people they work for.
Okay.
So there's a broader search firm.
Yes.
Right.
Which
right.
Who knows?
Okay.
Who was that?
The third?
Frederick Andrews.
So that was number 1.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that was
correct.
Number 1.
Yeah.
Because I remember years ago there was a big to-do that Boulder Valley chose somebody straight out of the military. Mm-hmm. I think in the end he proved to be very good, but he had no education.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You go ahead.
So yeah, number 3, I thought he gave a great presentation, but again, I would just wonder how engaged they would be. I liked number 1. I liked, I thought he was very engaging, just talking to him. And I liked the way he talked. He seemed like he was very personable and would be very involved. You know, I liked the third guy's warranty better. I liked both of them. If I had to lean, I would probably lean more towards number 1. Again, if they would negotiate with us. But I like 1 and 3.
What if they don't?
I don't think I'm with Heather. I wouldn't pay $30,000 if they don't negotiate.
I mean, that's huge. I mean, that's not like an extra $5,000 because, but that's like
15.
Yeah,
that's like double. It is double. So I mean, if we could get them more in the ballpark, I mean, a few thousand, not a big deal, but 15.
Right. Ooh. Yeah.
I just,
that's a okay. change.
All right, cool. All right, well, I, like you guys, number 2, you know, I just, you know, and I read it over and over again, and I think somebody made that, I don't know, somebody told me that HASB was more prevalent throughout their presentation than any almost anything else. And you know, the guy's smart. He's a he's a doctorate. He teaches law at University of Northern Colorado, I think he said. And then he has been a superintendent. He's got, you know, for years worked for CASB for years. He's a legend in it. Oh, I shouldn't say that because we're on. But he's you know.
I caught that.
Yeah. So, but Frederick Andrews, I like them. I think the way they talked about managing surveys and talking to the community, setting up community, I really think that they had a really good connection there. And let's see, they'll help us with the interviews, and I think all of them will, but they made a point to talk about, you know, we helped Douglas County with the interviews because sometimes they get a little bit difficult, you know, if it's just the board not really knowing, you know,
maybe
how
questions
to get out
to
of
ask,
certain questions,
or,
that kind of thing. But, you know, that was good. And I wrote this down. They said get kids to do surveys on candidates. And I wanted to ask a little bit more. This was one. I'm just on number one right now. I thought that was really good.
That's interesting. Yeah.
You know, to get the kids to do a survey on the candidates.
Huh.
I don't know. I can't remember what he meant
by
that.
I do remember that. I do remember that because I remember thinking, you know, that would be really nice if you had somebody, you're dealing with somebody who has to deal with kids from preschool all the way to high school. And I remember thinking to myself, well, that'd be good. You don't want some stuffy, you know, uptight person because they have to deal with elementary kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you want somebody who can be relatable and walk into school and say hi to all the kids. And the kids are like, oh, there's so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And they're excited versus be like, ooh, he's a little scary.
Yeah, exactly. They talked a lot about culture and community. That was their own, you know, they brought that up. And then individual meeting with each board member, but then all of them said that they would do that. But I wrote that down. Number three, other than my, you know, my gut, I think he was pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
He had some statistics that I thought were kind of interesting and important. They're the second largest search firm for school districts in the country.
That's
right. And they have the largest pool of candidates, and that's when they were talking about national, mm-hmm. you know, national candidates. And he said 60% are in-state. Generally, they're historically, their candidates, 60% are in-state, 40% out-of-state. Videos, he talked about the four cues, four questions in 90 seconds that each one of the candidates had to do on video. I really liked that because it brought out more about the individual than it did about technical you know, it wasn't math skills. It was really getting to know them. And if they couldn't do it, then you know they would be
super quick out, question
out.
About that. Weren't technically all three doing video? Was it all three doing video?
I remember
video?
The first one said specifically that we get to see the videos.
Yeah, they were doing it, but what I liked was four questions that they had to answer in 90 seconds.
Oh, right.
Because that really kind of told more about the...
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, more about the individual and their
character.
Yeah, really.
Speed dating.
And then he did say, that there are a large number of superintendent... When I asked the question about timing, there are a large number of superintendent openings, 2,500 more than the prior year.
So
you know, that was kind of like, then I was thinking, oh my God, it's going to be slim pickings.
That's why I don't want to put.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. So I too, though, at the end of the day, would go with three or one, and not necessarily in that order. So I think we need to, So any other comments or questions?
How are we going to decide about the fees? I mean, because three was $18,000. One is 20% of the salary. So, I mean, if who, maybe Ken, this might be for you.
Yeah.
How would we find out if they're negotiable on the price? What if they just came out and said, no, I think that would answer
that would
our
answer.
Questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think what I would do is, I mean, if you want me, I can contact the firm unless you want to. It's your call.
No, I think
but whoever contacts a firm would say, look, we're interested in partnering with you, but we're concerned about the cost.
We're a small district.
And the key is going to be if they lower their price, they could lower the
service. Level of service.
Yeah,
well,
possibly.
And if
the, but
we
need
want
to make
to
clear
know.
That you need to get your pencil out and tell us what your best offer
what
is.
What you're changing as a result of lowering your price.
Or without changing the price, but maybe look, if you feel like you have, I'm not without changing the services.
Right, right.
Unless there's something that he thought that, well, if we take off this one piece, which I don't think would be that important for you, I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, that's an option too.
Then we could get it down to this price.
Yeah, we'll ask them.
Yeah, I'm sure they deal with this all the time.
So knowing, I guess I would ask the board, knowing that the best offer was $13,500. We're not going to go with that. The highest was, you know, 30 or 20%. And then we had $18,000, I think, was Rand Associates. What are we willing to accept or spend? Deja vu. Deja vu. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah.
Okay, this is this is what we'll go for.
Well, and do we want to paint ourselves into a corner?
I would suggest don't.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Don't yet. Right. Just go to the firm that you're all as a group.
That we like.
Yeah.
And then if it comes back that it's too high for us, then we
then
Then we'll go with option two.
Yes.
Can we do that sooner
technically
than later?
Option three, not option two.
With the firm tomorrow.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So in the big global scheme of things, some of these groups are gigantic. And I think for them to come down to a price that's more comfortable for us wouldn't be that big a deal because, you know, they're doing this multiple times every day. Mm-hmm. So I think especially with that $13,500, that gives us a little bit of bargaining power.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah.
And I don't need to be the one that contacts the firm, but if you want me to, I can certainly do that.
Yeah, great.
I can do it.
Yeah, either way.
Oh,
well,
he's part of HR. He knows all the...
I don't
it's
care.
It's up to you.
I would love it.
He has the HR voice.
I would do it.
Okay. I would love it if
that'd be great.
I'll do it,
Yeah.
Cool. You can do it!
Wait, so do we want to come to a consensus that if, number one, Frederick, whatever, comes to a certain price that we go with that, but if they're not willing to, we go with number three.
But I don't think we can vote on that right now. We're just
No, we can vote. We can vote
can
on
we?
A. We can vote on what is our number one selection? Motion to vote on that, right? And then we can with the. I think we'd say I would make a motion to
if this one
contract,
doesn't work, contract
Frederick Andrews following a discussion on the fee or something like that. And then as our second choice.
If you make a second action, you have to go back and amend the agenda.
Okay.
Because it's a special.
All right, so we'll start there, and then if we have to, we can come together really quick
and we can make the motion for option one, which is here first.
Right.
And then with the firm, with some questions that Ken is going to be contacting them, and then we'll continue from there, correct?
Yes.
And we could always put it on the, if it's not going to be the first firm, couldn't we also put it on the agenda for the next board meeting amend and go with option three?
Yep.
No, not option
not
three.
Option.
No.
I'm sorry. Firm three.
Right.
Sorry.
Let's use Ray and Associates and Frederick Andrews.
Andrews. Frederick and Ray.
So I'll contact Frederick Andrews tomorrow.
Yes.
But no other contacts.
Right. Well, now, wait a minute. I don't know that we've decided.
Yeah, we haven't voted yet.
We haven't decided Frederick's our first choice yet.
Right.
You're right.
Sorry.
No.
Okay.
Right, we have to go through the...
So we need to select option one first, right?
So somebody would make a motion for search firm they want Ken to reach out to tomorrow.
And then we would just, we all agreed that option one would be...
I keep looking at it.
That's...
Oh, you don't necessarily have,
we don't
to,
have to vote on that?
Those options.
Okay, but just the search firm.
Correct.
Okay.
So that you're giving Ken his marching orders, essentially.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Okay.
So I can make a motion?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'd like to move that for our next steps with the superintendent search, that we would ask, we would go with the, our first option, which is Frederick Andrews, with the direction from Ken to contact them to ask in regards to the negotiation on the price for the search firm.
A second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Any discussion?
And then we can just get a follow-up on this after we hear back. And then
yep. And, okay, so roll call.
Director Blackham?
Aye.
Director Booth?
Aye.
Director Frumkvelder?
Yes.
Director Karcher?
Aye.
Director Olson?
Aye.
Okay. All right. So
I've got
I think,
my marching orders.
I think you've got your marching orders. I think that that is awesome. We did that in an hour and 5 minutes, and I think it was a good...
time.
And well, I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like, oh, I didn't want
to. And I am adjourning this meeting at 7:06 p.m.
Sorry, I thought you were like getting ready to back up and like.
It did seem that way.